Oh, goodness me.
Good morning, the doctor. Yes, in the Bible, I thought that David dealt so well. But again, let's also forget about that scripture where the daughter to Herod done so well that the Herod was confused and he thought that he asked for anything. And you all know what he asked for. Mm-hmm. He asked for the age of John the Baptist. So, when anymore, your mama done so, they have a boy, they have a baby. So, I'm sure for people to say that he has seen some of the ways that women that are that imagination. Believe me, it's not helping them and to focus and to worship it. So maybe that's why he has seen it. No wonder he's saying, Because your mama chances when it's a little bit later. I don't have to go now. She have an example of Herod's daughter and whatever happened thereafter.
Mm-hmm. All right. So that right there wraps up our breakfast plate. Thank you so much for the messages as well as the phone calls. It's 8 hours. Let's get into the main news.
You're at the till. Pack, then boom. No worries. No cause. Don't stress. With StanPay by Stanbic, you just approve the prompt on your phone and enter your Stanbic PIN. No cash, no cards, no drama. StanPay works wherever you shop. It's quick, safe, and 100% digital. Cardless, cashless, seamless. Activate your mobile banking to enjoy StanPay by Stanbic at all Conte pay points. This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank. The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
You need a bigger base to grow your business. You need more equipment to meet demand.
You need to make sure everyone gets paid on time.
In business, you need advice, solutions, and sector expertise when it matters. We get Absa Business Banking.
The headlines. Environmentalist alleges kickbacks and the mining regulation of tailings dams. Government chief was optimistic more than 30% of MPs will return to parliament after August elections. And in global news, Trump says Israel-Lebanon ceasefire extended by 3 weeks, but he won't rush the Iran deal. For the Phoenix FM main news at 8 hours, my name is Wanjeni Zimawanda. Environmentalist Brian Chirambo has alleged that corruption in the form of kickbacks is undermining the regulation of tailings dams in Zambia, raising concerns that unsafe structures are being allowed to operate. In an interview with Phoenix News, Dr. Chirambo explains that some officials responsible for oversight are compromising safety standards in exchange for illicit benefits, leading to the approval and continued operation of non-compliant tailings, especially on the copper belt. He has stated that guidelines on tailings dam management and structural integrity are often not followed, citing weak oversight and what he describes as limited capacity among regulators as key challenges. The concerns come in the wake of the recent collapse of the TD33C tailings dam in Kitwe, reportedly owned by ACL Company, with calls for accountability and urgent action mounting following the lapse of a 24-hour ultimatum issued by Copperbelt Minister Elijah Matambo.
There are monitoring standards for tailings dam facilities that must be followed and adhered to. And these designs are actually supposed to be approved by accredited engineering institutions or individuals. But what we see is a sheer negligence. The idea of people being on pay or should I say getting kickbacks from these companies, and they compromise on very important things that will protect our environment. And so politicians would come and say things for the sake of the people, but they don't know what they're saying because they are not there. They are killing our people, they're destroying our environment, they're destroying our water bodies, and this is at the expense of the country.
But when reached for a comment, Zima Managing Corporate Affairs Ruth Tamwe explained that under the one government approach, the agency, together with institutions, is working to ensure that remediation measures are implemented at the cost of the polluter. Ms. Tamwe explained that in terms of capacity, the agency is guided by the Environmental Management Act, CAP 2204 of the Laws of Zambia, under which it is mandated to manage the environment and natural resources, as well as control and prevent pollution. She She adds that in the event of a tailings dam failure, FEMA intervenes when pollutants are discharged into the open environment to assess pollution levels, remove physical pollutants to prevent secondary contamination, and issue and enforce remediation and restoration orders at the expense of the polluter.
Remediation and restoration measures are spelled out and carried out, obviously, at the cost of the polluter. Just to also emphasize that when it comes to monitoring of the tailings dam, which we are talking about, the responsibility does not lie solely on FEMA. There are other public partners that monitor the integrity of tailings dams.
The Ministry of Mines and Minerals Development had not yet commented on the matter by broadcast time. Government Chief Whip Stafford Morusha has expressed optimism that more Members of Parliament will return to the National Assembly than the usual 30% when Parliament is dissolved next month ahead of this year's general elections. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Morusha says many MPs stand a strong chance of retaining their seats, with a return rate expected to surpass the commonly recorded 30% following the previous dissolution. He has attributed the anticipated increase to the Enhanced Constituency Development Fund, CDF, noting that it was enabled by many parliamentarians to effectively deliver development projects that were previously difficult to implement before 2021. Meanwhile, Mr. Mulusa has dismissed claims that the introduced bill on the conduct of members of parliament is intended to infringe on their rights. Economist Trevor Ambai has urged government to ensure that increased foreign investment in Zambia translates into inclusive growth, with greater participation of small and medium enterprises, SMEs. This follows the Arab Bank for Economic Development in Africa, Badia's recent revelation that it intends to increase its investment in Zambia, noting that its current portfolio of 26 projects, valued at over $300 million United States dollars, is not sufficient. Mr. Ambai has told Phoenix News that government must ensure investors partner with the locals, warning that sidelining Zambian risks the country's depletion of resources without any tangible benefit. Mr. Ambai has further urged government to ensure that all investments lead to employment creation, poverty reduction, and social infrastructure growth. He has, however, stated the intention by development partners such as Badia to increase investment indicates that Zambia's potential to attract external investment.
In terms of the country positioning itself, it's so important that we are able to have an inclusive economic growth that captures the SMEs. So any investors that are coming into the country, is important to ensure that they are actually partnering with Zambia to be part of that growth. Otherwise, we are depleting natural resources to be able to take out of the country. And it is so important that any growth that is happening in the country is seeking to creating an environment of employment creation, poverty reduction, as well as growth for social infrastructure.
Environmental expert Dr. Godfrey Peary has urged local authorities across the country to strictly enforce existing laws regulating the rising levels of quarrying and sand mining, warning that weak enforcement is allowing illegal operations to thrive at the expense of communities and the environment. Dr. Peary cites a recent incident in Chongwe, where a person lost their life in circumstances linked to quarrying activities, said the case highlights serious gaps in monitoring and regulatory compliance, which continue to expose residents to avoidable danger. In an interview with Phoenix News, Dr. Peary has noted that although legislation governing such activities already exists, poor enforcement has enabled unregulated operations to expand, leading to growing environmental degradation. Dr. Peary warns that unchecked quarrying is leaving large tracts of land unstable and unsuitable for productive use, describing the situation as a ticking time bomb. He has stressed that failure to act decisively could result in further environmental destruction and loss of life.
What we need to do is local authorities need to come in and enforce these laws and find themselves again to be able to control this. Otherwise,